Hello, welcome to a new episode of Something New. So, in this episode, I'm gonna try to make things a little more simple because I've been having a lot of thoughts in my head. I've been just really overwhelmed with every. Oh my god, there's a mosquito. Okay, so that mosquito is making it really hard for me to record right now, but we're just gonna keep going because that's what we do. So, yeah, basically, I'm just gonna try to keep things as straightforward as possible because I know that if I start talking, I'm just gonna go in a spiral, which maybe is a good thing because then I can truly express how I'm feeling right now. I just don't wanna get too off topic. And on that note, I wanna talk about how emptiness is actually a good thing. So, I know that it might be a little contradictory. But I feel like when we feel overwhelmed or when we feel like we have too much over our shoulders, we tend to feel empty inside. We tend to feel like there's a hole inside us, and then there's just too much space inside of us. And I've been trying to figure this out because I was like, how can I feel this empty? How can I feel so numb while I'm literally so stressed out in school. I have so much work to do. Maybe situation with friends is kind of complicated with family. I don't know. There's just too much going on in my life. There's important decisions to take. There's my future ahead of me, and I'm feeling empty. I was like, how is this possible? Like, how am I feeling this way? And I felt like it wasn't the right thing to feel. Which is a very confusing feeling because feeling like you're not feeling the right thing is much as much complicated as it sounds. It is really confusing and kind of takes you out of your place and kind of makes you question everything. It makes you question like, am I really feeling this or I just don't know how to identify my feelings? And yeah, I've been going through that, and I just realized that maybe the emptiness we get from being overwhelmed is a good thing, and we need to learn to embrace it. So, feeling numb, sad, or lonely, sometimes it can lead to emptiness, and that's a fact. That's just something that happens with us. And I know that this can be a much deeper topic, like, it can actually lead to some issues within yourself and like psychologically damaging. But what I want to talk about today, because I know that I could get into that in a whole different episode, but what I want to talk about today is how to make the best out of that emptiness while you're feeling it, while you're in that, and while you're experiencing that feeling of being dissociated from reality or not being present while you're really overwhelmed, how that can be potentially beneficial for you, or what you can do to get out of that place. So, first of all, I know that when someone feels empty or when you feel like you don't really have motivation to do anything, you just can't get yourself to do stuff. Even if you have a lot of work to do, you just can't focus in it, and that can lead to stressing out even more because you know that you don't have the motivation to do it. You don't want to get up from bed, you don't want to like walk around, you don't want to go to the grocery store to buy what you need to buy for your project. Like, you just can't get yourself to do that, and it's really hard to make yourself do it. And probably while you're working or while you're doing the task you have to do, you're not gonna be as productive, or you're gonna get even more tired than you were before because your mind is just taking in a lot and it's just too much for you. But we all wish that we could just leave for vacations whenever we feel like this, go to the beach and just sit down in the sand. But we can't, and we have to keep going with our lives. But sometimes this means that we need to take a break. Even though we have assignments, even though there's some things we need to get done, we need to take a break. And in reality, most of the time, we do have a couple minutes of free time. Not free time, but there's gonna be times where we're not really doing productive stuff. And in those times, in this generation, I feel like, especially teenagers, including myself, I do this a lot. Whenever I'm feeling really overwhelmed, I'm feeling empty, I don't know, I just go to the easiest option of what I can do, which is going on my phone. I go on my phone, I scroll through social media, whatever, I watch a TV show, but that's not really doing much for you. And by doing this, you're only dissociating yourself from reality even more. You're getting yourself, you're already in a bubble, and you're putting a bubble inside that bubble. So you're totally disconnected from reality. And once you go back to your life, which you're probably going to get back to it in a couple hours because phones are really distracting, and technology in general is very distracting, and you can spend a lot of time in it, especially when you're going through a tough time. You need to learn to get yourself out of that cycle. And I know it's not easy. I know it's very hard to do an extra effort while you're already making a lot of efforts. But just when you're on your phone, just put it down, just turn off the TV, just leave whatever you're doing and take a minute to think. Like, you just need to be alone with yourself for a minute. And you're probably thinking, like, how can that be beneficial if I'm so overwhelmed? Like, I understand that. Like, I would think that too, that if I just let myself be with my thoughts for a minute while I'm so overwhelmed, it's just gonna make it worse because I'm just gonna start spiraling and overanalyzing my situation and everything. But that's actually not what happens. And I have a tough time doing this too, but I've tried it. I've tried putting down the technology or whatever cycle I'm doing that is not making me present in that time. It really helps. Maybe it is meditating for you, maybe it's doing yoga or even doing some exercise, just getting up or walking around your house in complete silence, putting on some music, looking through your window. Those tiny actions, those tiny like moments of your day that are gonna change your cycle completely. Because you're getting out of cycle, you're doing something that you wouldn't be doing in like normally if you were in that situation. And while doing that, you're already making a change. You're already making an impact in your day, a positive one, because then you're gonna have time to reflect on how you're actually feeling and like what you need in that moment. And most probably you're gonna get back to what you actually have to do without putting too much pressure on yourself. Another thing that goes hand in hand with embracing emptiness is embracing boredom. Because although emptiness and boredom are totally different concepts, we are constantly victims of everything that is going around us, especially with our phones. I know I've said this a lot, but our phones are just a lot to take in. And through the years, our attention span in general is just getting shorter and shorter because we're used to like seeing all these short videos with all these ads. We're just taking too much information, and I feel like that's not natural for us because it's not normal for us to be getting that much information that we're not even looking for inside our brains. And if you add your daily life with that, your personal life with that's just too much for us to take in. And once we're out of that, we're so used to being so overwhelmed with so much information coming to us that if we stop, we would immediately get bored and even more empty. We would feel like something's missing. Like, where is all this information that I'm used to get? Like, where is everything, all the movement? Where's everything? And that may happen when you go outside and sit by yourself for a second. And in our generation, I feel like no one's doing that anymore because we're so used to always having something to do. When in reality, that may sound like you're not doing anything, like you're doing nothing. But you're actually doing a good thing for yourself and you're taking a moment to step back and look at your whole situation and feel better with yourself because you also got yourself up. You're stepping back and looking at your situation from a different perspective because you're not in that bubble anymore. You're not like ignoring what's going on around you, and you're actually taking it for what it is. And that is connecting with reality. That is connecting with your own self and listening to what you're actually feeling. While you do this, you're also going to feel like you're more present, and feeling all these emotions might be hard. You might even cry, you might even feel things, but that's good. That's a good thing, because you're not in that numb state anymore. You're actually feeling your emotions and understanding your situation, which is very valuable, because it, let me tell you, that it's much better than feeling nothing while knowing that there's a lot going on and that you are supposed to be feeling something at that moment. Another thing that I feel like really helps a lot is talking to someone, having a conversation, maybe going out and talking to someone, going for coffee with someone. That helps a lot. And if you can't get out of your house, just call someone that you love, call a family member or a close friend, and you don't even need to talk about how you're feeling. Like, you could perfectly do that if that's what's going to make you feel better. But, like, for me personally, what makes me feel better is just talking about something else. Ask them about their day, ask them what they've been doing, tell them something you saw on the internet and you find interesting, or just talk about what you're doing with your at your school or your work or whatever it is. Just try to get things back to normal, in a way. I know it's not normal, but try to get those human interactions that we really need. They're really necessary for us, for everyone, actually. I feel like there's not a single person in this world that doesn't need a human interaction from time to time. And this will help you get distracted from what's going on. And although getting distracted fully is not a good thing, like, with all this advice, with everything, we need to have balance. Balance is important for everything, as we know, for lifestyle, food, whatever it is, balance is important. They've talked about it for, everyone has talked about it forever. But in this specific case, with getting distracted, it is important to not get fully distracted, because if we, maybe distracted is not the word for this, it is ignoring our problems. Because if we ignore something completely, if we go out every single day with friends, if we're talking to people 24/7 just to keep our minds off our problems, that's when it gets, it's not a positive thing anymore. Because we need to feel our emotions again. And it is really important for us to acknowledge our feelings and embrace what we're feeling, because if not, we're eventually gonna get back to it, and it's not gonna be easy at all, because reality is gonna hit us really hard. And that's not balance. That's the definition of something being imbalanced. Like, we need to take it step by step, and we need to keep our stuff, we need to keep working, we need to keep studying, we need to do what we have to do, our chores, everything. We need to keep doing that. We also need to have our alone time to reflect. We need to have that time, which is very important for us, to analyze our situation, take things into perspective, and know that it is very important for us to feel what we're feeling and get out of the cycle. But it is also important to get those connections with people, talk to people, get out of the house, do exercise, do sports, and try to get our head out of it a little bit, because that's also what's going to get us to feel alive. We're gonna like be in the moment more, be present. Even if we're having a hard time while we're with others, we may be feeling empty while we're with others, but that's part of the process. We can't expect for us to be feeling totally bad when we're at our house and feeling empty and everything, and then go to the outside world and be perfectly fine, because we can't lie to ourselves, we can't lie to our brains. That's just not gonna happen. So the last thing I want to talk about that I realize that makes me feel better about myself and feel better in the situation I'm at is learning more about who I really am. Because when I'm feeling empty, I notice that it usually relates to feeling like I don't have a purpose, or that I don't really know what I'm doing, or that I feel like someone else is managing my life, although no one is. I feel like I'm just being held by the hand and dragged into everything that's happening in my world, in my life. Everything that's happening in my world. We're gonna keep that. And during these times where you're feeling like this, it is hard to know who you are, know what makes you feel good, and what your intentions with your life are, because you may feel a little lost and feel like you don't really know where you're going with everything. And in order to get to know yourself better, you have to reflect on what helps me personally. I'm just gonna talk about that because that's what I know. Is looking back at memories and looking at what, at times where I felt happy and where I felt inspired, or I felt like I was getting better. Like, what was I doing at that time when I felt like that? Or what did I do to myself when I felt like that? And maybe it is seeing people, and as I talked earlier, that's a great way to deal with this, and maybe you really like to do that. But also, you may not be a very open person, or you may not really like to go out and see people, and you just prefer to be in your room reading, and that's what makes you feel good. And it's important for you to know that. It's important for you to know what makes you feel good. So personally, for me, I really like journaling, especially when I have a lot in my mind and I don't know what's going on. I just grab a pen, I grab my journal, and I start writing whatever's in my head. Maybe I'm in the mood for telling a story of something that happened the other day, or something funny, or a memory. I just start writing stuff down, whatever comes to mind. And I really, really do recommend this for everyone. Even if you don't feel like you're good at writing, you don't need to be good at writing. Because normally if someone says that they're good at writing, they're good at writing stories, they're good at writing essays. But this goes much further than that. Journaling is, you're just journaling through writing. But you can also journal through talking, or like talking in a voice message, or journal through writing, typing on your laptop, whatever makes you feel good. Even if you like, in a sense, journaling through your head, which is most commonly known as meditating, even though it's kind of different, but you know what I'm saying. Like, trying to reflect on what you're feeling and concentrating that those emotions, those feelings, in something in particular and getting something out of it. That's very beneficial. Also, another thing that I felt like is that makes me feel good is doing stuff for other people or helping out someone else. I'm a person that really gets joy out of helping someone else. As weird as that sounds, or as like common as it sounds, I truly enjoy helping others out. Not only because I'm happy for them and that they got like what they wanted and the results and they're good with their lives, it makes me feel good about myself because I know that I'm helpful and know that I'm necessary for other people in their lives, and that helps me out a lot. So you could either call a friend, ask them if they need any help, if you have an exam maybe, and that your friend has the same exam, you can talk to them and see if they need help. Whatever it is, maybe volunteering is also a great option. I recently had my first experience volunteering somewhere, and I truly felt really good afterwards. I felt like after all these days of feeling just empty, I feel like there was a purpose for me, and that this is something that really fuels my heart and makes me motivated to just keep going. Also, it's not only about contributing, but also giving back. Try to look back on when you were having a difficult time or you needed help and someone helped you. try to think about that person, the person who helped you, and get back to them, because giving back is also a huge part of helping. Because by giving back, you feel like the cycle is complete. And it's not like if you're helping someone, you need to expect something in return. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you give back, when you know that someone has helped you, and you look out for them, and you talk to them, and reach out to them, and see if they're doing okay, that really makes you feel good with yourself, because you know that they helped you out, and you're helping them out as well. And it also makes a relationship stronger, which I feel like is a huge thing for our lives. And again, I do think that we need people, and embracing and making those relationships stronger can also make us feel stronger as people. So yeah, that's all the advice I have for today. There's definitely a lot of other things you can do to make you feel good. Most importantly, you need to get to know yourself and see what makes you feel good. If you don't have a single idea of what makes you feel good, try out what I just said, or just Google what you're feeling and like how you can feel better. Try to look at videos of people recovering from something, and maybe copy them. Sometimes copying someone can make you know if that actually worked for you or not. If that maybe that it's completely the opposite for you and that makes you feel worse, then you know what not to do. So anyways, that is beneficial, but for this it is crucial to get out of the cycle, because if you just keep scrolling through your phone every time you're having a hard time, you're never gonna get out of it, and you're gonna be even further away from living your reality. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. I really enjoyed today's episode. I felt like it was lighter. I feel lighter. And yeah, see you in my next episode.